This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are very glad you could be with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
All the way from Florida, it's Simple Faith Quartet.
I'll be talking to the Regals on today's program. They have a very interesting story to tell, and you've been listening to some new music.
I have new CDs by Steve Hess and Southern Salvation, as well as Stephen Krapps.
And you've been reading?
I've been out on the internet reading the Christian Voice magazine.
We were in Inman, South Carolina with our Gospel Music Today cameras. We heard Emmaus Road Quartet sing, and we will have exclusive video on today's program.
And the archives?
From the Memphis Quartet Show, one of our favorite groups, the Diplomats, on today's program.
Well, I'm excited. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Linda Randall has released her first full-length holiday recording in more than a decade. White Christmas was produced by Jason Clark and Linda. IMC President Landon Bean has announced that IMC has purchased Springside Music, the company founded over 20 years ago by Sheila and Paul Heil. Vonda Easley of Hey Y'all Media has signed a radio promotion agreement with the new trio, Felinas. The newest member of Felinas is Wayne Morphis. The Fosters have released their first studio project. Oh, How I Love Him was produced at Daywind Studios, and the first radio release is the Jesse Dixon classic, I Know What Prayer Can Do. The Down East Boys were recognized by Singing News Magazine for two number one songs at the NQC Fall Festival. The Down East Boys record for Crossroads Music. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoop's digital magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, but not too far away. We've been up to Inman, South Carolina, and we heard Emmaus Road sing. I believe we had a clip.
Yes, we do.
Oh, Miss Diane Wilkerson, one of the most prolific songwriters in all of gospel music, sent us this song. We've just sent this out nationwide to radio. I confess, I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Jesus stood in Pilate's hall where no one spoke in his defense. They're accused of crimes they knew he had not done. I don't want to be like those who never told the good he did. Who he was, the King of Kings and God's own Son.
I confess,
I'm a sinner saved by grace. God has helped me run this race, and I'm so blessed.
He has kept
every promise he has made. Heaven waits for me someday, that's what he said. Savior, Lord, and Christ forever, I confess.
Jesus died to buy my pardon. Every stripe he took was a mine. He's been the nearest friend I've ever known. I will tell of his great love and all he's done for me.
I will serve him till the day he takes me home.
I confess,
I'm a sinner saved by grace. God has helped me run this race, and I'm so blessed.
He has kept
every promise he has made. Heaven waits for me someday, that's what he said. Savior, Lord, and Christ forever, I confess.
When I stand before my Lord with all of heaven looking on,
I'll confess I made it home, my faith in Christ and Christ alone.
Christ alone.
Oh, I confess, I'm a sinner saved by grace. God has helped me run this race, and I'm so blessed.
He has kept
every promise he has made. Heaven waits for me someday, that's what he said. Savior, Lord, and Christ forever, I confess. Heaven waits for me someday, that's what he said.
We enjoyed Emmaus Road Quartet. That was the first time we saw them in a complete concert, and they do a great job.
Yes, they do. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Josh Singletary. Josh sings with Tribute Quartet. His birthday is October 23.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more exclusive video coming up on today's program. But first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
Three Beating Hearts is a new CD by Steve Hess and Southern Salvation. It was produced by John Mathis and Steve Hess, and both of them wrote the title song plus other songs on the CD. It opens with the upbeat Burden Lifter and also has He Saw Me and In an Instant. My favorite is We'll Need No Light in That City. That's Three Beating Hearts by Steve Hess and Southern Salvation.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Legacy 5 will be at Grace Community Church in Woodstock, Georgia, on November 16 at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Simple Faith from Florida is a Southern Gospel music ministry that was organized in August 2007 as a trio, but in September 2012, they became a quartet. The group is excited about Jesus and what He has done in each of their lives. They recognize their talent as God-given and pray that everyone will be blessed through their ministry and message and song. Members of the group are Jeff Shadowins, David Pless, Mary Scott, and Ron Scott. You can find out more about this week's feature group at simplefaithmusicministries.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with the Regals. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were backstage at a great Roy Graves concert in Lyman, South Carolina. We spoke to the Regals, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are on the road in Lyman, South Carolina. We're backstage at one of Roy Graves' great concerts. With us, the Regals today, and we want to welcome the Regals to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, sir.
Good to be here.
Gary is in the hot seat, and Gary, I'm going to ask you to introduce the whole
group. I don't know how this happened.
You're our leader.
The guys behind me, and I'll tell you a little bit of a difference, a little bit about our group. We've been together a long time. I mean, we actually grew up together as kids, some of us. So we know more about each other than we probably should. Mm-hmm. But singing the bass for us is Carol Phillips, baritones Kim Lamford, Steve Woodard's on tenor, and I'm Gary Hodemacki on the lead part.
You have a new EP that's just recently out, and we do want to talk about that. But we want to go back a little bit to people who may be new to the Regals, because that story that you mentioned is really fascinating.
Yeah.
The Regals as a quartet began when?
Well, as a quartet, we started singing in 1984. Graduated high school together, started singing in 1984, and took a little break. We all took a break, a little sabbatical of about 25 years.
What was the lineup in 1984?
The same group, these guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. This the
well,
entire...
now,
they,
we did it back in 1984, and about 8 years later, I think Steve came along. We needed somebody that could sing.
Okay.
How about that?
After 25 years, and it was just a couple of years ago, I guess, we saw you guys one of the very first times back together.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you back together?
What brought us back together, guys? The children grown, yeah. Retirement. Yeah. That had a big thing to do with it, retirement. So, yeah, after we raised children and worked our careers.
Well, we all, and two, we all live right here in Spartanburg County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We stayed in touch, Ollie. We've always loved each other, loved being together. And it just happened one day, got a call from Gary, and he said, "Why don't we sing some more again?" Well, I called Steve. And I saw Carol at the football game that Friday night. Said, "Okay, we'll get together. We'll get together and look at way. We'll get together and see if we can sing again." So that was about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we just enjoy being together, and we ain't going all over the country like we used to. But we enjoy singing. We've always have Southern gospel. Yeah.
Yeah, we're friends. We're best friends. I mean, like I said, Kim and I ate dirt together. That's how long we've been together.
We started school together, us three, been in school together and all through life. So when we graduated high school, we were still friends and everything. I reminded Carol not long ago, in the second grade, he caused me to get a whooping at home because I took marbles to school, and my mama said, "Do not play for keeps."
Yep.
And he took every one of my marbles.
I took them all.
So he whooped me, and then I got a whooping when I got home.
All right. Probably one of many.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that.
Were you guys singing at all during that 25-year hiatus? Doing any kind of singing?
Just church.
Just doing some church singing.
Carol was a music leader in his church for a while. I led the music in the church for a while. Steve is a main soloist at First Baptist in Spartanburg. If you ever miss Sunday morning church, your home church, and you tune in to the First Baptist Spartanburg church, you'll see Steve there every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And did you do it? I told you to look that way.
I'm looking. I didn't do anything. I just sang in the choir.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what we did.
How much of a Regals program now is new stuff that you've added, and how much old favorites?
We've gone back. I bet half of our program is now stuff that we recorded, original stuff that we recorded back in the 80s, 90s. Yeah.
Just about half and half.
Where did you record?
Well, we started recording at Mark V Studios here in Greenville. Mm-hmm. And then back, and about in the 90s, we actually left that label and went with the Homeland label, which at that time was Bill Traylor, Terry Exley, those guys. That was the label that Cathedrals, the Spears, the Neelands, all those guys were on that label. I don't know if it's still around or not, but we went to that label. And shortly thereafter, we actually decided to take a hiatus.
Short break.
Yeah.
Tell me about the new project.
We did that at Studio 101. That's Carol's son's place up there. But we're excited. It's an EP. Mm-hmm. It's got some of our original music on it. It's got some stuff that you'll make. We actually have a new song, or it's not a new song. It's our rendition of Just Give Me Jesus, which is what's going out to the stations right now.
Really excellent project.
Well, thank you. Carol's son did that for us.
is that right?
Yeah, we own the studio. My son's the engineer, producer, whatever. And so we did it there at home.
Well, that's awesome.
I just had to walk across the road.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your favorite song on the new project?
I like them all. You know, I wish I could nail them down to just one song, but Give Me Jesus seems to connect with about in any venue, wherever we are, that seems to connect with people. So I guess just simply because of that, the connection with those that are listening is probably my favorite right now.
Yeah.
But they're all good songs.
How did you get connected with these guys?
You know, it's funny. They were in concert at a church in Spartanburg. The minister of music of that church called me and said, "Hey, we're going to do a quartet. There's going to be a band there playing. And, you know, during their break, we're going to go out and sing one or two songs. Can you come and sing?" I said, "Sure, it's an opportunity to sing. Yeah, I'll be there." So we rehearsed a couple of times. The Regals came and sang. And after the concert, I talked to one of the guys. He said, "Hey, you know, I think Gary was getting ready to go, and he was singing tenor at that time. And they said, hey, there's going to be a slot. Would you be interested?" And I said, "Sure, I'd be interested." So I think we went to Bellevue Church and for the first time and rehearsed together, and the rest is history. I think that was about 1989, and I think we probably took our hiatus probably in 96, maybe, somewhere around in there.
Yeah.
So Steve's really, he's not that much younger than us.
I'm a lot younger.
We actually keep him around to help us with our cell phones.
And somebody has to haul that sound equipment in and out of the building.
Right. He's the only one that can pick the speakers up on the stand.
That was a good move. Kim, do you have a favorite song? Let me ask Kim, what's your favorite song in a Regals concert?
Right now?
Not something you do, I know.
I don't like much of it. They feature me on one song for a whole concert. I get one verse in one song is all I get. So
that's your favorite?
I guess I would pick that one, but but I'm not, because that would be selfish. My favorite song that we sing right now, and I'm honest with this.
No,
they can't take that away from me.
Yeah.
It's an older song. Mm-hmm. We end our program with that song, and it's my favorite. It's my favorite song.
Yeah. It's so relevant for today.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So relevant for today.
That's a great choice.
Yeah.
Carol, there's kind of, as we follow the world of quartet singing, there's kind of a community of bass singers. Who were the ones that you looked up to when you were?
Oh, there's no doubt about that one, but George Yuntz.
Yeah.
He was a lead singer and a bass voice. He was amazing. I loved George Yuntz.
Yeah.
And we sang numerous times with him, and he was one of the most cordial, humble guys you'd ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made an impression on me.
Yeah. You're not alone in that.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, we are looking forward to the next time we get to hear the Regals. And I know it's a little few and far between in current times, but that'll get better. And we want to thank you very much for being with us on Gospel Music today.
We appreciate what you and Gene do. We're going to do a lot for this industry, and very much appreciate.
In this month's Christian Voice magazine, the cover story is about the Southern Plainsmen and their more than four decades of music as Louisiana's ambassadors of goodwill. Other articles in this issue are about Brian Crow and Destiny Herring. The magazine also remembers Ernie Dawson and W.C. Taylor. You can find a link to the Christian Voice magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com. We have a new music video coming up.
That's right. The group is The Foresters. The song is Deliver Again. It's their latest radio release. It's from their CD called Living in the After. The Foresters are up next on Gospel Music Today.
Trust in Him to save us somehow.
Colors is a CD by Stephen Krapps, who's the lead singer with the Pine Ridge Boys, and this is one of his solo CDs. It's a patriotic CD featuring favorite songs that focus on the red, white, and blue. In addition to the title song, there is God Bless the USA, Let Freedom Ring, and Somebody Died for Me. My favorite is God's in Command. That's Colors by Stephen Krapps.
My feet are on the rock and my name is on the roll. Devil, you don't have a claim on me. Yes, my feet are on the rock and my name is on the roll. By His love, you see, I've been set free. Well, sometimes I go to see to a crowd that's set blue. They're impressed with all the trials they go through. But when
next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear The Diplomats. It is now time for the archives.
You are correct. This is from the Memphis Quartet show, The Diplomats Quartet. Exclusive video up next on Gospel Music Today.
For those who give their life, a command He made for all who do believe. Yeah, let your light shine for those who need to see His blessed face. Let your light shine for those who yet to feel His wondrous grace. In a world of hungry souls who never known His power divine, left by Christ, it still rings true today. It's more relevant than it has ever been. And if you want the truth that Jesus, He is still the only way, then help the lost repent of all their sin. Oh, and let your light shine for those who need to see His blessed face. Let your light shine for those who yet to feel His wondrous grace. In a world of hungry souls who never known His power divine. Yeah, open up your
Jesus in the face. Let your light shine on those who yet to feel His wondrous grace. In a world of hungry souls who've never known His power divine. Yeah. Open up your heart and soul and let your light shine. Let it shine.
We love the Diplomats Quartet and their live band. We always enjoy seeing them. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And you know, the weather's getting cooler and there are more concerts out there. So go to our website to see if you can find one from out there, or go to your favorite Southern Gospel magazine and look up the concerts and attend one this fall.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.